Parshas Ekev. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon, and it will be because of your listening, Es HaMishpatim O'Ele, to these Mishpatim, U'Shemartem Ba'asisem Oysam, and you're observing them, and you're performing them, you performing the mitzvahs. If you will keep your end of the deal and keep the mitzvahs, then Hashem will keep His promise. V'shomer Hashem Alekecha L'cho Es HaBris Ves HaChesed, Hashem your God will watch and fulfill in you the bris, the covenant, and the kindness, Asher Nishba La'Avisecha, that He swore to your fathers. If you keep your end of the deal, and you keep the mitzvahs, then Hashem will keep His end of the deal, and He will keep His promise to the avos. And Rashi is bothered why the Pasuk uses this unusual lashon of Ekev Tishmon. Why didn't the Pasuk say, V'hoya Im Tishmon, and it will be if you keep the mitzvahs? Why does it say Ekev Tishmon? Rashi answers that Ekev can also be read as Okev, a heel. The Torah is alluding to the sort of mitzvahs which people may regard as relatively unimportant, so they tend to, so to speak, step on these mitzvahs with their heel. Therefore, the Torah is telling us that if Klal Yisrael are careful to keep even those mitzvahs, they can be certain that Hashem will reward them by keeping His bris and chesed. What are mitzvahs she'odom dosh ba'akevav that people tend to tread on with their heel? Maharik cites as an example, Simchas HaChag, rejoicing on Yom Tov. Shari Aharon says that it is referring to Koil Isha, listening to a woman sing. And this is alluded to in the word Ekev, because if you rearrange the letters Ekev, it is Roshe Tevois, Koil B'Isha Erva. A woman's voice is an Erva. And the Pasuk continues that if you keep the mitzvahs, then Hashem will reciprocate Vahevcha, and He will love you, Uveirachicha, and He will bench you, Vihirbecha, and He will multiply you, Uveirach Pri Vitnecha, and He will bless the fruit of your womb, referring to your children, Ufri Admosecha, and the fruit of your land, Diganecha, your grain, Visiroishecha, and your wine, Vitarecha, and your oil, Shigar Alofecha, the offspring of your cattle, the Ashtarois Seinecha. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the word Ashtarois. Either Ashtarois means strong, the Ashtarois Seinecha, He will bless your strong sheep, or Ashtarois means herds, the Ashtarois Seinecha, He will bless the herds of your sheep. Al Ho'adoma, on the land, Asher Nishba La'Avoisecha Loses Loch, that He swore to your fathers to give to you. Baruch Tia Mikol Ha'amim, you will be more blessed than all the other nations. La'yevecha Okor Va'akora Uvimemtecha. There will not be among you Okor, an infertile male, a male that cannot father a child, Va'akora, and an infertile female, not only among you, but also Uvimemtecha, among your animals, there also will not be an Okor Va'akora. V'heser Hashem Mimcha Kol Choli, and Hashem will remove from you all sicknesses, V'chol Madvei Mitzrayim Haroyim, and all the evil sicknesses that happened in Mitzrayim, Asher Yodata, that you knew, Lo Yisimam Bach, He will not place them on you, but rather Unisonam B'chol Soyna'echa, He will place them on your enemies. What is the difference between Choli and Madvei? They both seem to mean sicknesses. Ibn Ezra explains that Choli is a sickness B'minhogoy Shel Olam, that is usual to come to this world. However, Madvei, hu chutz l'min hagoy shel olam, it is something unusual to come to this world. The Pasuk is saying that Hashem won't bring upon you choli, typical sicknesses, and also kol madvei mitzrayim, the unusual plagues that the Mitzrayim suffered from in Mitzrayim. Ve'ochalto es kol ha'amim, and you shall consume and destroy all the nations, asher Hashem olekecho noisin loch, that Hashem your God is delivering to you. Loisachois einecho aleihem, you should not have rachmonis, you should not have pity on them. Veloisavoid es eloihem, you shall not serve their gods, ki moike shulach, because they will be a stumbling block to you. The words ki moike shulach is going back on the words loisachois einecho aleihem, do not have pity on these nations, because if you have pity on them and you allow them to live, then they will cause you to sin and they will be a stumbling block for you. Maybe you will say in your heart, these nations are more numerous than me. How will I be able to drive them out? On that, the answer is, you shall not fear them. Zachar tizkar, because you should remember what Hashem did to Paroi and all of Mitzrayim. Remember how Paroi and Mitzrayim were stronger than you, and you were able to conquer them. So too, you will be able to conquer the kings of Canaan, even though they are stronger and more numerous than you. Remember Hamasois Hagadolos, the great tests, referring to how Moshe challenged Paroi to name a time for the removal of the Makkah of Tzfardea. And he said, Hispoyer alai, glorify yourself over me by testing me to see if I can remove the Makkah at the time that you tell me. The Ho'isois and the signs, referring to the signs that Hashem gave to Moshe to show Klal Yisrael, to prove to them that Moshe was the Shliach of Hashem. And these signs were making the stick into a snake and changing the water into blood. The Hamoisim and the wondrous Makois, Vayorach Hazoka and the strong hand, referring to Makas Dever, Vazroya Hanetuya Asher Itziach Hashem Lekecho, and the outstretched arm that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim with, referring to Makas Bechoros. Kenyas Hashem Lekecho Lecholo Amim, so will Hashem do to all the nations, Asher Atayori Mipneim, that you are afraid of them. Just like he destroyed the Mitzrayim, so too will he destroy the nations of Canaan. And the Mefarshim ask, why does the Pasuk mention two Makkos separately, after having already said V'hamoisim, which is referring to the Makkos Hamuflois, the wondrous Makkos? Why does it have to specify Yor HaChazoka and Zroya Netuya, which is referring to Makas Dever and Makas Bechoros? And the Mefarshim answer, since these Makkos cause death, the Torah separates them and places them in a separate category. The Gamas HaTzira, and also the Tzira, which is a flying insect, Yishalach Hashem Alekech Abom, Hashem your God will send this Tzira against them, Ad Avoid, until he destroys Hanesharim, the ones who remain, V'Hanestarim Miponecho, and the ones who are hiding from you. Rashi tells us that the Tzira was a flying insect that had venom in it, and it would shoot this venom at the Goyim and blind them and be misaris them, making them unable to have any children. Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Ches tells us that the Tzira did not cross the Yarden, but rather shot this venom at the Goyim, while the Tzira stood on the east side of the Yarden, shooting the venom over the Yarden at the Goyim who were on the west side of the Yarden in Eretz Canaan. And the Pasuk continues, Lo Saarois Mipineihem, you shall not be broken before them, before the Goyim, Ki Hashem Elokecha Bikerbecha, because Hashem your God is among you, Keil Gadol V'Noro, a great and awesome God. V'noshal Hashem Elokecha Es HaGoyim Ho'elo Miponecha Ma'at Ma'at, and Hashem your God will throw out these nations before you slowly. Lesuchal kaloisa maher, you will not be able to destroy them quickly. Pentirbo olecho chayas hasodeh, lest the chayas of the field increase against you. Since you are not such a large nation at this point, if you destroy the Goyim in one shot, the land will be desolate, and the chayas will take over the land and pose a great danger to you. Therefore, you will not chase and destroy the nations out quickly, but rather gradually. This way, the land will not be desolate for the Chayes Hasodeh to take over. And although if you do the will of Hashem, you do not have to fear the Chayes, Rashi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Klal Yisrael would sin, and therefore told them that the conquering of Eretz Yisrael will have to be gradual in order that the Chayes will not overtake the land. Maskal David asks, if Klal Yisrael will sin, why don't they have to worry that the nations of Canaan will also kill them? Why will they only have to worry about the Chayas? He answers that this that they will sin does not mean that they will be Rishoyim, but rather they will commit some sins, some Averis. And in order to be protected from the Chayas, which is a protection, Chutz Miderach HaTeva, they have to be Tzadikim Gemurim, complete Tzadikim, which they will not be. However, they will have enough Schusim to protect them from the nations of Canaan, even though they will not have enough schusin to be protected from the chayas. And the pasuk continues, Unesanam Hashem alekecho lefanecho, and Hashem will deliver them, will deliver these nations before you, v'homam mehuma gedoila, and he will confuse them, a great confusion, ad hishamdom, until he destroys them. V'nosan malcheim biyodecho, and he will give their kings in your hands. V'avadato Hashemam, and you will destroy their names, mitachas Hashemayim, from underneath the heavens. No man will stand before you ad hishmidcha oisam, until you destroy them. Pesile Eloheihem tisrvum ba'esh, the carved images of their gods you shall burn in fire. Since avodah zarah is asur bahana, you are not allowed to have pleasure from the avodah zarah, therefore you must burn the avodah zarahs. Loisachmod kesef ezov aleihem, you shall not desire the silver and gold ornaments on these avodah zarahs. V'lo kachtoloch, and you shall not take it for yourselves. Penti vokesh boy, lest it be a stumbling block for you, because as Chizkuni explains, if you keep the gold and silver ornaments of the Avodah Zarah, you might come to keep the Avodah Zarah itself. Ki sayavas Hashem alekechahu, because the Avodah Zarah is an abomination to Hashem your God. You shall not bring an abomination into your house, because you will be banned like it. Rather, you shall be disgusted by the Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah should be a toyeva to you, because the Avodah Zarah is cherem, it is banned. Kol ha-mitzvah, all the mitzvahs, asher anochi mitzavech la-yoyim, that I am commanding you today, tishmurun la-sois, you should watch to do, l'ma'an tichyun, in order that you will live, u'revisem, and multiply, u'vosem, and come, v'rishtem es ha-oret, and take possession of the land, asher nishba Hashem la-avoisechem, that Hashem has sworn to your fathers, v'zocharto, and you shall remember, es kol ha-derech, the whole way, asher holichicho Hashem alekecho, that Hashem, your God, has led you, ze arboim shona ba-midbar, these 40 years in the midbar, leman anoischa, in order to pain you, lenasoischa, to test you. As Ramban explains, that Klal Yisrael were pained and tested in the way they received their food in the midbar. They did not have pas bisaloi, stored up food for many days, but rather the mun would come down just enough for one day, and then they would have to have emunah b'Hashem that tomorrow there would be food again. So the pasuk is saying that during these 40 years in the midbar, leman anoischa, you were pained because you did not know where your food was coming from. Lenasoischa, I also tested you to see if you would have emunah. Ladas, in order to know es asher b'lvavcha, what was in your heart, hasishmar mitzvosav, will you watch his mitzvos imloy or not? Vayancha, and Hashem pained you, as Ramban explains, by leading you for 40 years through the midbar. Vayari vecha, and he starved you, referring to when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. The food that they took out of Mitzrayim only lasted for 1 month. However, it ran out and they starved for food. And after complaining that they did not have any food, Vayachilcho es hamon asher lo yodato, Hashem fed you the mon that you did not know, v'layodun avuisecho, and your fathers also did not know of such a food. Leman hodiacho, in order to let you know, ki le alechem levado yichye ha'odom, it is not on bread alone that a person can live, ki al kol moitza pi Hashem yichye ha'odom, but rather on whatever Hashem will say should satiate and should give nourishment to a person, yichye ha'odom, a person can live on. Simlasecha, your clothing, loy volsa, did not wear out me'olecha from on you. And since it says me'olecha from on you, we also learn out that the anani ha'kovoid pressed and cleaned your clothing when it was on you, when it was olecha. And also your clothing grew olecha when it was on you. Your clothing never became small, but rather it grew with you when it was on you. V'raglecha levotzeko, and your feet did not swell from walking barefoot because you had shoes, ze'ar boim shana, these 40 years in the midbar. V'yodato im levovecho, and you shall know in your heart, ki kasher yiyaser ishes benoi, the same way a father gives musr and punishes his child out of love, Hashem alekechem yiyasreko, that is the way Hashem your God also gives you musr and punishes you, it is all out of love. V'shamarto es mitzvos Hashem alekecha, and you shall watch the mitzvos of Hashem your God, Leleches bidrochav, to go in his ways, uliyira oisai, and to fear him. Ki Hashem alekecha meviyacha leretz toiva, because Hashem your God is bringing you to a good land. Eretz nachalei moyim, a land of streams of water. Ayonois, springs, usahoimois, and underground water. Yoitzim, coming out, babiko, out of the valleys, uvahar, and out of the mountains. And as Ramban explains, Eretz Nachlei Moyim, a land of streams of water. Where do these streams of water come from? They come from Ayonois, the springs underground which come about from the rainwater, Usahoimois, and the underground waters which come from the Tahoim, the depths. And you should not think that the people from the valley will have to get the water from the mountains, and the people from the mountains will have to get the waters from the valley. Because as Chizkuni explains, Yoitzim Babiko, the waters will be in the valleys, uvahar, and in the mountains, so that the people from the Bika will get the water from the Bika, and the people from the Har will be able to get the water from the Har. And the pasuk continues by telling us the Shivas Haminim, the seven foods which Eretz Yisrael is praised with. Eretz Yisrael is a land, chita, that has wheat, usa'ira, and barley, v'gefen, and grapes, usa'ina, and figs, v'rimoin, and pomegranates. Eretz, a land, zei shemen, that has olives that bring forth oil, udevash, and honey from dates. Why does the pasuk say the word Eretz a second time? Because it says Eretz chita usa'ira gefen te'ena v'rimoin, and then again Eretz zei shemen udevash. Why does it say Eretz again? The Vilna Gaon explains that by the first five foods, the Torah is speaking about the food itself. wheat, barley, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. However, by the last two, which are separated by the word eretz, the Torah is speaking about that which comes out of the food, the oil of the olive and the honey of the dates. That is why it says eretz a second time to separate the last two from the first five. And the pasuk continues, eretz, it is a land, asher lo b'miskenus teicha bo lechem, that without poverty you will eat bread, like sechsar koil bo, you will lack nothing in the land, eretz asher avoneho barzel, as Ramban explains, a land that when one is looking for stones, he will find iron, umeharareo tachsev nechoshes, and from its mountains you will mine copper. Ve'ochalta, and you will eat, ve'savata, and you will be satisfied, and then uveirachto es Hashem alekecha, you will bench Hashem your God, ala oretz atoiva asher nosanloch, on the good land which he gave to you. And this pasuk is the commandment to bench after eating bread. Like the pasuk says, ve'ochalta ve'savata, when you eat an amount of bread that satisfies you, uveirachto, you have a chiyuv to bench. And the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Bey says that the Malachim asked Hashem, why do you, Hashem, show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? And Hashem answered, should I not show favoritism to a nation whom I commanded to bench to make a bracha achroina after eating an amount that satisfies? But they have chosen to bench me, even if they eat a piece of bread the size of a kezias, an olive, which is less than the shear of sevilla of satisfaction. That is why I show favoritism to this nation. Let us go back now on the Rashi's. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis, V'hoyo Ekev Tishmun, and Rashi is bothered by the word Ekev. Why does it say Ekev? Im ha-mitzvois kaleis she'odom dosh ba'akevo Tishmun. If the light mitzvois, which a person, so to speak, steps on with his heel, if even those mitzvois, Tishmun, you will watch and fulfill, then V'shomar Hashem, Yishmel Chavtechosoi, Hashem will also keep his promise and fulfill the bris and the chesed that he swore to your fathers. Shigar alofecha, v'lode b'karcha, the offspring of your cattle will be blessed. Why is offspring referred to as shigar? Zok Rashi, shehanakeva mishageres mimeeho, because the female sends forth the offspring from her stomach. Therefore, offspring is called shigar, that which is sent forth. V'ashtaroi tzaynecha, Menachem pirish abirei boshon. Menachem says that Ashtoreth means strong sheep, just like Abirei Boshon, the strong sheep of Boshon, which means Mifchar Hasoin, the choice sheep. K'moy Ashtoreth Kanayim, just like the word Ashtoreth by the city Ashtoreth Kanayim, which is a Loshon Chozek, an expression of strength. V'onkelis Targum, however Targum says, Ve'edrei Anoch, Ashtoreth Tzenecho means your flocks of sheep. And Maskil David explains why Targum Onkelis does not want to learn, like Menachem, that Ashtoreth Tzenecho means your strong sheep. Because if your sheep are already strong, why do they need a bracha? Why does it have to say that Hashem will bless your strong sheep? Therefore he learns that Hashem will bless your herds of sheep. Rabbi Seinu Amru and our Chachamim say, Lama Nikra Shemam Ashtoreth, why are herds of sheep called by the name Ashtoreth? Shema Ashtoreth es Baleihem, because they make their owners wealthy. Ashtoreth from the Lashon of Osher, wealth. And since the people who own these sheep can sell their wool and their milk, therefore they make their owners wealthy, and that is why herds of sheep are called Ashtoreth. And the Pasuk says, there will not be among you any Okar, Zok Rashi She'enu Moilin. This is referring to infertile males that cannot father a child. Zok Rashi Ki Sermel Bilvavcha, Akorchacha, you are forced to say, Loshen Dilmahu, that this word Ki means perhaps. And the Pasuk means like this, Shema Tomeh Bilvavcha, maybe you will say in your heart, Mipnei Sheheim Rabin, because these nations are numerous. La'ucha la'hirisham, I will not be able to chase them out. On that Hashem says, Al Tomer Kain, you shall not say that, because la'sira mehem, you shall not be afraid of these goyim. V'lo yitochen lefarshoi be'echod mishar l'shoni shel ki. You cannot explain this pasuk with one of the other definitions of the word ki, because we know that ki has four definitions. Maybe, rather, because, and if. We explained the pasuk with the definition of maybe. Rashi is telling you that the other three definitions will not apply and will not make sense over here. Sheyipol olav shuv loisira mehem, that we can explain the next pasuk loisira mehem if we use one of these definitions. If we use the definition ki maybe, like Rashi says, the pasuk is saying maybe you will say in your heart that these goyim, these nations are too numerous. How will I be able to chase them out? And then Hashem says, no, l'sira mehem, you shall not be afraid of them. But if you will use one of the other definitions of ki, the next pasuk l'sira mehem will not make sense. For example, if we take the definition of ki if, ki sema b'vavcha, if you will say in your heart that these nations are too numerous, I cannot chase them out. And then the pasuk continues, l'sira mehem, you shall not be afraid of them. How does that connect to the previous pasuk? Therefore, Rashi says, it can only make sense if we say ki means perhaps. And Moshe said, remember what Hashem did in Mitzrayim. Hamasois means nisyonois, the tests. Remember how Moshe told Paro to test him, to see if Moshe would be able to remove the makkah at the time that Paro would say. The ha'osois and the signs that Moshe did before Klal Yisrael to show that he was the shliach of Hashem, kigoin vahila nachosh, when Moshe turned the stick into a snake, and also v'hoyel adam b'yaboshes, when he turned the water into blood on the dry land. V'amoisim hamakois hamuflois, the wondrous makois, v'ayorach hazoko, and the strong hand referring to zehadever, makas dever, and the reason why makas dever is called yorach hazoko, because we find a lashon of yad by makas dever, because the pasuk says over there, hine yad Hashem hoyo b'miknecho asher basode. So we see by makas dever it says a lashon of yad. V'azroya hanatuya, and the outstretched arm, zuha cherev shel makas b'choyres, this is referring to the sword of makas b'choyres. And we find the lashon of netuya by a sword, like the pasuk says, v'charboi shelufa b'yodoi netuya al Yerushalayim. So we see also over there, netuya is referring to charboi, the sword. So too over here, zroya hanatuya is referring to the sword of makas b'choyres. Zot Rashi, hatzira, Hashem sent against the nations, the tzira, min sheret ta'if, it was a type of flying insect, shehoisa zayrakas behemora, that would shoot at them venom, umesar sosom, and it would be mesaris them, it would make them unable to have children, umesama eseinehem, and it would blind their eyes, b'chol mokim shehoyu nistarim sham, in every place that they would hide. From this Rashi, it seems to be mashma, that the tzira would not kill them, but rather would be mesaris them, and be mesama eseinehem. However, in Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim, Perik Chaf Gimel Pasuk Chaf Ches, Rashi clearly says over there, Umitilo Bahem Aras Umesim, it would shoot against them venom and kill them. So we see clearly from Rashi over there that it would not just end by blinding them and be Misaras them, but that Sira would actually kill them also. And the Pasuk says that Hashem will not chase out the nations in one shot, but rather gradually, Pentirbo Alecha Chayas Hasode, because if he does it quickly, then the Chayas of the field will increase against you. Frek Rashi, V'haloyim Oisim Ritzoni Shel Mokoim, if Klal Yisrael does the will of Hashem, Ein Nisyor Min Achaya, they do not have to fear the wild animals. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Iyub, V'chayas Hasode Hosh L'moloch, the Chayas of the field will make peace with you. Elozak Rashi, Goloy Hoyev Lefonov, it was revealed before Hashem, Sha'asidin Lachtoi, that in the future Klal Yisrael will sin and will not be on the Madrega to be saved from the Chayas Hasodeh. Zokt Rashi Vahomom, Nokut Kometz Kulay. The whole word is Kometz. There is a Kometz under the Hay, and there is a Kometz under the Mem. Vahomom. Lefisha'ein Mem Achroino Minayisoid. Because the last Mem, the end of Mem, is not part of the root of the word. Vehom is the word, and he will confuse. And the last mem is instead of the word oisam, them. Varehu kemoi vehom oisam. He will confuse them. Avol, however, but in the pasuk in Yeshaya, vehomam galgal eglosoi, and the wheels of his wagon will come apart. Over there, the pasuk says vehomam kula yisoid. Over there, even the last mem is also part of the root of the word. Lefichach chesre kometz vechesre pasuk. That is why half of the word has a kometz, and half of the word has a pasuch. The hay has a kometz, and the mem has a pasuch. The ha mam. Kishar pal shel sholosh oisyois. Like other three-letter verbs, like the word ochal, shomar, yoshav, all of them have a kometz then a pasuch, because all three letters are part of the root of the word. However, over here, when it says v'ha mam, where there are two kometzes, only the first two letters, hum, is the root of the word. However, the last mem is instead of the word oisam. The homam is like the hom oisam, and he will confuse them. Zot Rashi kol ha-mitzvah kipshutai. According to the simple meaning, it means all the mitzvahs in the plural. Even though it only says kol ha-mitzvah, it means kol ha-mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, according to the simple meaning. However, the Medrash Agada says, "Im ischalta b'mitzvah gemar oisa." If you started a mitzvah, you should complete it. She'eino nikras ha-mitzvah el al shem ha-goimra, because the mitzvah is not attributed only to the one who finishes it. Shenema, like the pasuk says in Yeshua, "Ve'asat mos Yosef asher helo b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim," and the bones of Yosef, which the b'nei Yisrael took out of Mitzrayim, kavru b'shchem, they buried in Shechem. Wasn't it Moshe alone who was busy taking the bones of Yosef out of the Nile? How can the pasuk say that the Asmos Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael that the b'nei Yisrael took out? Ella, rather, since Moshe was not able to complete the mitzvah, because he was not able to bring the bones of Yosef into Shechem in Eretz Yisrael, v'gamru Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael finished the mitzvah, nikras al shemam, the mitzvah was called on their name, even though it was Moshe who took the bones from the Nile. The pasuk says that it was the Bnei Yisrael, because the Bnei Yisrael were the ones who finished the mitzvah. That is why it says kol ha-mitzvah, the complete mitzvah, because the one who completes the mitzvah is the one to whom the mitzvah is attributed to. And Rashi continues that Hashem pained you and tested you to know hasishma mitzvoiso, shaloi tenasu, that you should not test him, veloi tahar acharov, and you should not question his ways. Simlascha levolso, your clothing did not wear out, and the pasuk says me'olecha, from on you. And Rashi tells us, anani hakovid hoyushafim biksusam, the anani hakovid would rub their clothing, umegatzim oisam, and press them, kimin kalim miguhatzim, like freshly pressed garments. And that was done when it was on them. Vaf ketaneim, and also their young ones, kemoisha hoyugadoilim, as they would grow, hoyugada levushon imohem, their clothing would grow with them, kelevush hazeh, like the shell, shel choymet of a snail, shegodal imoy, that grows with it. Zok Rashi, loy botseiko, your feet did not swell, loy nofcha kibotseik, they did not swell like dough, kidera cholche yachaf, like the way that people who walk barefoot, they have swollen feet. Sheragleim nefuchois, their feet swell. However, your feet did not swell because you had shoes to protect your feet. Zok Rashi, zei shemen. One of the shivas haminim is zei shemen. Zeisim ha'oisim shemen, olives that produce oil.